It is no coincidence that President Obama is pushing for a higher minimum wage during a congressional election year.
This is not just good policy. It also happens to be good politics.
The White House says a higher minimum wage would put more money into the pockets of some 28 million workers. The demand for a higher wage might help Democrats across the country, from Michigan, where the president speaks today, to Arkansas.
That's where Senator Mark Pryor is hoping the president is right about the politics. The Democrat is trying to hold his seat, and he may get a boost if proponents are able to get a minimum wage increase on the ballot in November. Arkansas does have some of the lowest wages in the nation. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
It's just about supper time, and Taylor Dilday is going door to door in Little Rock, Arkansas. He carries a clipboard and wears a bright green T-shirt that spells out his mission: raise the minimum wage.
Hi, I'm Taylor, and I'm with Give Arkansas a Raise Now.
Elizabeth Danley doesn't need much convincing. She grabs a pen and eagerly signs Dilday's petition.
This is the hope for Arkansas. We need to be paying ourselves, besides the people who are up there in that 1%. The rest of us need to be part of that.
The national minimum wage hasn't budged in almost 5 years, and it buys less today than it did in the late 1960s. Working his way along streets decorated with Arkansas Razorbacks flags, Dilday gets a mixed reaction. At the Phillips household, the whole family takes a break from cooking dumplings to add their names to his petition.
Hey, David, you need to come sign this. Raise the minimum wage.
Terrific. All right, I'm so down with that.
Other residents close the door on Dilday before he can even get a word out.
Hi.
Nope.
It's hit or miss with every neighborhood. It's just that generally, if further you go, the more backlash we get. But, you know, the further inner city we are, we have a lot of supporters.
And that support could have an important spillover effect for Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor. He's in a tough spot this year, running for re-election as a Democrat in a deeply red state, especially since turnout among Democratic voters typically suffers in non-presidential years. Political scientist Jay Barth of Hendricks College in Conway, Arkansas, says putting a minimum wage increase on the ballot could give Democrats more of a reason to show up on Election Day.
For Mark Pryor to win, this has to be an election that's not about the president, but really about bread and butter economic issues. And there's a lot of conversation about the minimum wage. That is perhaps the most popular economic issue that the Democrats have going for them.
Pryor has tried to put some distance between himself and Obama, who is particularly unpopular in Arkansas. Barth notes the senator has opposed the president's push for a national minimum wage of $10.10 an hour, while embracing the Arkansas campaign to boost the state's minimum to $8.50.
He's all in on the state minimum wage, while he's able to kind of say, I'm not for Obama's minimum wage.
Eleanor Wheeler of the group Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says even the more modest state increase could make a big difference in Arkansas, where the average wage is the third lowest in the country, behind only Mississippi and West Virginia. More than 1 out of 10 Arkansas children has a parent who makes minimum wage.
When parents struggle, their kids struggle too. And there are a lot of kids out there with parents who are working minimum wage, and we want to make sure that their parents can provide for everybody.
But Little Rock businessman Roger Lacey warns boosting the minimum wage could backfire.
I think it should stay where it is.
Lacey owns a janitorial company. Most of his 225 employees make minimum wage, $7.25 an hour. If that goes up, Lacey says it won't come out of his pocket. He'll simply pass the additional cost on to the people whose offices his company cleans.
If times are good, people just kind of accept it and roll with it. If you're in recession like we've been, you're going to get people saying, no, I'm hurting, I can't do that. Then you're going to have to adjust to that.
Lacey argues some workers might have their hours cut back. Others might not be hired at all. Economists disagree about the severity of job cuts when the minimum wage goes up. While the majority of workers stand to benefit from bigger paychecks, Lacey says it's the young and unskilled who suffer most.
It really impacts those people. They never get a chance to advance, and they don't get the work skills to even get out and get a job somewhere else.
Lacey adds, even workers who do get a raise will see part of the increase eaten up by higher prices. That was enough to give Elizabeth Dober pause when Taylor Dilday came knocking on her door with his petition.
I'm not sure how I feel about that, so I'm not sure I want to sign that quite yet.
Dober worries if Arkansas's minimum wage climbs to $8.50 an hour, people who are making that much now will soon want to raise as well.
So it's just a big, huge effect all the way up the line. And as you get older, you think about what things used to cost. And I'm old.
After a moment's hesitation, though, Dober agrees to sign the petition and put the question on the November ballot. She says, I guess voters should have the right to decide those things. Scott Horsley, NPR News.